top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Do you think Richard Rover would just stand in my den?
No.
In the corner and
I
just
don't.
Tell me what to watch?
I think he would tell you to get a life.
He needs an artificial intelligence app is what he needs. Where it's just like a virtual Richard Roper.
Yeah.
Tells you. You see, Richard Roper is the star of the Deadpool 2
the
movie commercial.
Movie poster. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
His review
is the star.
Front and center.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. All right. You know, he's on this program.
Number five.
President today says there is no one more qualified to lead the CIA than Gina Haspel. The president made his comments at the swearing-in ceremony for the new director.
It took courage for her to say yes. In the face of a lot of very negative politics and what was supposed to be a negative vote. But I'll tell you, when you testified before the committee, it was over. There was not much they could say. There was nobody more qualified than you, and you are going to do a fantastic job, Gina.
Here's what she said about her own nomination.
I would not be standing before you today if not for the remarkable courage and dedication displayed by generations of OSS and agency women in roles both large and small who challenged stereotypes, broke down barriers, and opened doors for the rest of us. I am deeply indebted to them, and I am extremely proud to follow in their footsteps and to carry on their extraordinary legacy. I stand on the shoulders of heroines who never sought public acclaim, but served as inspirations to the generations that came after them.
Mm-hmm. We didn't run the applause here, but what is interesting is when you watch that today,
yeah.
The number of women in the room who were very vocal in their applause for her.
Right.
It was really interesting because CIA has probably, for in the intelligence and the Intelligence and Law Enforcement Division of the government probably has the highest percentage of women based on employment of any of those organizations, DHS or FBI or, you know, DOJ. And it's fascinating because you've got analysts, you've got field officers. Obviously, you know, you got the infamous story of Zero Dark 30,
yeah,
right? Where, you know, this one woman was a lone voice. And you see how complicated that process is, and they're very, and it's one of the great things I think about the CIA is that it is such a varied group of people in that organization because they have to have them.
Sure, you
for
need
everything a, for analysis,
intelligence,
and
work.
For covert operations.
So cool of her to give a tip of the hat to the women who came before,
right. And a letter from two little girls too.
Oh.
Who were there in attendance and looked absolutely petrified,
as did
everybody who's in that room. Because you're in a room filled with CIA agents, aren't you like just absolutely petrified?
Think of all the serious looking faces.
Yeah, let's think about it.
I've right. seen a lot of things.
Oh,
number four,
former director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN today that the president's call for the Department of Justice to investigate the FBI. And the surveillance that the government did on his campaign is an assault on the Department of Justice's own independence.
I think that's actually a very disturbing assault on the independence of the Department of Justice. And I think when the president, this president or any president, tries to use the Department of Justice as kind of a private investigatory body, that's not good for the country.
Yes. By the way, mm-hmm. James Clapper will be here tomorrow at 4:40.
How about that?
Talk to us about this as well. There's more.
If the concern was the Russians are trying to get to the Trump folk, why not go to them openly?
Well, this is one of many techniques you can observe, you can use or bring to bear, the FBI can, in the interest of determining whether there was active efforts on the part of by the Russians to infiltrate the campaign, whether it was his campaign or any other campaign. The important thing here is a foreign nation, particularly an adversary, trying to influence a political campaign. And that's not good for the country.
It'll be interesting to talk to him about that.
I think it's really interesting that you've got these intelligence guys who have left, but they only saw things going up to January 20th of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They left when Donald Trump was sworn in. It was their last minutes on the job. And all three of them, the three major ones, Clapper, Hayden, and Brennan, have all come out and said, hey, look out, something's coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just based on what they knew going into this. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow at 4:40 with James Clapper right here. But first, let's find out from Judy Pilak what's coming up on the WGN News at 5:30.
Some monkey business after a plane from O'Hare lands in San Antonio.
Oh, no. Was it a comfort monkey?
It was a baboon.
Got loose. Baboons are pretty darn smart.
They are.
Yeah, apparently just left the plane with everyone else when it landed.
Act natural. Was it two? Was it like exactly. Like two of them? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to blend in. I know your nose is a lot of different colors, but put
grab
on a hat.
Briefcase.
Here, put on a hat. Oh, sunglasses. That's a good idea. Sunglasses. Oh, put on sunglasses. All right, here we go. And I know that it's going to look a little weird, but just all right, and just try to walk like them if you can. Stand up real straight. Okay, let's go. No one will notice.
Please tell me it wasn't a United flight.
It was an American flight.
Well, if it were a United flight, the baboon wouldn't have made it.
Oh, God. So,
all right, Violetta, okay. What's coming up in the WGN traffic right now?
Illinois residents fleeing the state. Why are so many leaving, and where are they ending up? WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9.
Okay. Top 5 at 5 continues right here. We're up to
number 3.
A Georgia cosmetic surgeon is in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Being sued for malpractice, reportedly recording videos of herself singing and dancing over exposed, unmoving patients during procedures, including a butt lift. And this, now listen to this.
Okay.
This is one of those deals. This doctor's name is Dr. Wendell Boutte.
I know. It's just you can't make this up. Boutte.
Boutte for your Boutte.
Right.
Do you like a better Boutte? Call Boutte.
And there's the accent over the E, so you just make sure you don't pronounce it boot. It is Boutte.
Boutte.
I'm in the market for a butt lift, so maybe I'll contact her.
You need some Boutte.
You may not have enough Boutte. You might want to check, see what options are for you.
I do not. You know, most white guys do not have enough, so it's like, you know, Kevin and I suffer from the
maybe
same
they
problem.
They can take meat from certain areas of the body.
Yeah.
Reposition.
Yeah, just reposition
great.
Gut exactly. to butt, you'd right. be in good shape.
Who wouldn't want that?
The right. motto. Gut to butt.
Gut to butt. That would be the name of my Dr. Gut Butt, would be the name of the guy that I would go to, as opposed to Dr. Boutte. Anyway, Dr. Boutte was like dancing and performing during the surgeries, and there was like a video of Dr. Boutte doing this.
Our booty's all bleak, waistline snapped, got a banging body and a smile to match. Yeah. Wow. Booty's all bleak.
Do we even know if Dr. Boutte has a medical license?
We should check this out. You know, well, she's got some moves, too. It's these are quite nice videos that she's produced, wearing sunglasses in some of them and backup dancers.
Okay. All right.
Might want to check that. She's got a couple lawsuits to deal with right now, so I'm sure they'll vet that thoroughly.
There's like an open case Boutte, you know, like, you know, pumped up on the table in front of her, you know, when they're doing the butt lift, you know, your butt's up in the air, and it's like, oh, you can't dance during that. Take this seriously. All right, checking in at
number 2.
You know, David Letterman and Howard Stern have had a very interesting relationship throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
They are Stern was always one of the best interviews that Letterman would do, because Letterman would get freaked out by Howard Stern. Oh, the world is freaked out by Howard Stern.
Yeah,
that's how he's become close to a billionaire doing what he does, because it just freaks people out. So Letterman had to put him on the next installment of the Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And he asked, and Letterman was asking Stern, well, yeah, about all those interviews he'd done over the years with the other freak show of the era, who's now president of the United States.
I'd say, Mr. Trump, tell me, who are the great beauties? If I ask you some names, can you tell me who the great beauties are? He goes, first of all, straight face. The great beauties, Howard, are not actresses. It's models and a lot of these girls who work in the, anyone who works in the entertainment industry, really, I've only seen sixes and sevens. So, you know, I'd say, well, Donald, I think Angelina Jolie is a great beauty. Seven. Really? Why? Well, come on. He goes, you know who's a great beauty? I go, who? He goes, my daughter, Ivanka. Now, she's a 10.
Oh, boy. Ew.
I know.
Hottest daughter of all time.
Super hot. Oh, man. Yeah.
Barf.
I know. Now, as a daughter, aren't you like freaked out? I mean, don't you feel like embarrassed for her? Like she would get embarrassed by that? Or do you think she's into it?
No, for sure you'd be embarrassed by that. Your dad should not call you hot. You're beautiful, you're pretty, and you should cover up. That's how you know you look good.
That's probably true. It sounds like fatherly advice, but I don't know. There's something going on here. Weird.
Oh, yeah. All right. And finally.
Number one.
The baboon that escaped this afternoon at San Antonio International Airport has been captured.
Oh, thank goodness.
2 hours on the loose. Baboon was tranquilized and put back in a cage. So you got sort of this.
I wonder how this baboon got out. Oh, gee.
Like that. The animal was flown on an American Airlines flight from Providence, Rhode Island, at Brown University, where the baboon, I suppose, was getting a master's degree. I don't know. What was the baboon doing there?
Was it a research?
Working in the baboon. Oh, then no. That's bad. It could have wires coming out of it.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. It was heading to a primate sanctuary in...
there you go.
In Texas. So that you know, there was that going, but then you know, the baboon's like, hey, let me tell you something. All right, listen, I have been in a lab for like a decade. I know they said I'm going to the farm, and I know what that means because they always would send the dogs to the farm
because they taught me.
And I know that that's not good because the dogs never come back from the farm. So I'm going.
Serious concern.
I'm going to find a way when we land. To get off this thing and make my own way here in San Antonio. No one will ever notice. Plus, I've been waiting to see Deadpool 2, and it's finally out.
It's out. You gotta
this
get...
is an opportunity. Maybe they'll catch me, but I'm going to get to see that before it's all over. All right. Here is this a witness? What is this? This is an airline official trying to explain the lost baboon.
Do you know if the monkey has a name? I know that's random.
Monkey has a name, and I don't remember the name. Somebody shouted the name out, and I don't recall, but we can get that name for you.
Yeah.
A question has been asked, and I think your spokesman has answered it. Was it being used for research?
No. This was an animal that was on the way to a sanctuary. Clearly, one of my first questions was that, and the next question was, show me the health records, you know, to ensure that the animal was healthy, and it was just like any other pet. Again, all up to date on its shots and no risk to anyone.
It's not Coach Fox. He didn't have a baboon.
He's probably having flashbacks watching that news report.
This is sad. This always reminds me of kind of monkey. Reminds me of Kitchen.
Well, I can see that. Baboon arrived on a flight from Chicago.
I do like the idea. I do. Didn't get loose here. Actually, the baboon's like, you know what? I'm here. Everybody's leaving Chicago. I'm going to stay on the plane until I get to San Antonio.
Can we go to Nashville?
Can we go to Nashville? It'd be good. I hear Channel 9's doing a thing about Nashville tonight. I'm going to stay here. I do like the idea, though, that, the first question I asked is, you know, is it a research monkey?
Really? Well, that is a good question to ask.
Does it have Ebola? I mean, what are the other things? What crazy disease does it have?
Yeah, but they didn't even answer it. They just said where it's going, not where it's coming from.
It was a dodge.
It's like, what?
I'm telling you. I'm the baboon. I put on a hat. I walk as straight as I can. I try to blend in.
You got a trench coat, some sunglasses.
They're smart animals.
Yeah. And I'm gonna act natural. Act natural. Or act like a dog. And then, you know, they have those like dog wedding stations or whatever. Like you get off the plane and they got a little place where they can go pee, which is like in the terminal. And you're like, wow, who thought that was a good idea? Baboon's like, listen, I'm just going to get on all fours. I got this. I'm going to get on all fours. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to lift my leg. I'm going to act like the rest of them. And then I'm going to try to slip into the men's room. All right.
He's okay. Everybody's okay.
Everybody's fine. He's on his way to the sanctuary now. Damn it. This close.
Maybe they'll show him Deadpool, too. There. You never know.
It's a good effort.
This close.
He had a good run.
The top five at five.